Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela 27.
Got a power outage in Pretoria. Power supply issues across parts of the region. It was due to another explosion at a substation, this one in Valtlua. Also, Mabopane Highway northbound delays at Block XX. And we've also got protest action in Norwood. Avon Wood Road at Norwood, expect delays.
Die Vryheidsfront Plus verwelkom die besluit om die voorgestelde BTW-verhoging te skrap. Die party sê 'n aangepaste begroting sal nou ter tafel gelê word. Partyleier Corney Mulder sê daar moenie in die nuwe begroting 'n ander vorm van belastingverhoging of heffing ingestel word om die BTW-verhoging te vervang nie.
Die VF Plus was gekant teen enige verhoging van enige belastings, aangesien die publiek doodeenvoudig daardie las nie langer kan dra nie. Die antwoord lê by die inperking van staatsuitgawes waar daar groot verkwisting en onnodige uitgawes is wat nie tot voordeel van die ekonomie is nie, wat nie werkskepping bevorder nie, wat nie werksgeleenthede skep nie.
In die eerste vir Suid-Afrika verwelkom president Cyril Ramaphosa vandag die president van Oekraïne, Volodymyr Zelensky, vir 'n amptelike staatsbesoek. Zelensky het reeds by die ingebou aangekom. Anastasie Mogobo berig.
President Zelensky's visit follows a series of engagements between the two leaders, including meetings at the United Nations General Assembly in New York and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Their discussions have consistently emphasized the importance of an inclusive peace process to resolve the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. South Africa has maintained a non-aligned stance on the Russia-Ukraine war, abstaining from several United Nations resolutions condemning Moscow. However, Ramaphosa has expressed support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, aiming to balance historical ties with Russia and emerging partnerships with Western nations. Anastasie Mogobo for Jacaranda FM News at the Union Buildings.
Die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria het die stad Tshwane beveel om nie langer die krag na die uitvoerende hoof van die padongelukkefonds Colin Letswalo se huis af te sny nie. Dit kom na 'n betwiste rekening van R800,000 wat terugdateer na 2015. Hy beweer hy het weens faktuurfoute en die afwesigheid van state maandeliks op grond van skatting betalings gemaak. Regter Nomsa Kumalo het die metro beveel om binne 30 dae 'n oplossing te vind en Letswalo se regkoste te betaal. En die Verenigde Nasies se sekretaris-generaal Antonio Guterres sê geen streek gaan die toenemende katastrofes weens klimaatsverandering vermy nie. Guterres en die president Lula da Silva van Brasilië was gister medevoorsitters van 'n klimaatsleiersberaad.
Last year, we had the hottest day of the hottest months of the hottest year in the hottest decades. And with the present national action plans in relation to climate, we will get to the end of the century with an increase of temperature of 2.6 degrees. And that will be catastrophic.
Ek is Simeo Pinar, our top story this hour. The Freedom Front Plus welcomes the scraping of VAT hike.
Yeah, been scrapped. Well, no, come on, let's be honest now. It's been postponed. It has not been scrapped. I know they're telling you it's got to be scrapped.
Yes, everybody uses the term scrapped, nah. But it's an out-of-court settlement made with the DA. We'll see the details pan out.
The onderhandeling duurt. Horse trading, except it's VAT. But a very sensible thing. You can't keep passing it on to the poor, guys. You just can't keep doing it. And I'm speaking on behalf of Emil and me.
Yes.
So the VAT increase is delayed. We have a very special dignitary in the Union Buildings at the moment. Can you believe it, Volodymyr Zelensky?
That's amazing.
Welcome to South Africa, sir. Do you watch much TV anymore?
No, not really.
Are you a fan of the streamers?
Yes,
I'm a fan of the streamers. Okay, I've got to tell you about the new show. I am bitterly disappointed in Star.